All right, hey there, folks. It's Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. This is show number 235. I'm recording this on July 15th, 2007, Sunday. It's the Major Nelson Audio Experience. I'm your host, Major Nelson, Larry Herb. This is a different kind of show this week. Normally, I have... lately, I've had E as my sidekick. He is unavailable. I emailed him earlier this week and said, hey, you want to do the show this week and talk about E3? And he said something like he muttered about he was being out of town and whatnot. So this is a different kind of show. There's a couple different reasons it's a different kind of show. I'm going to be the only host, as usual. Well, that's the way it kind of was when E joined in, but... I'm the only host, but different kind of show because we're going to talk about E3. Well, I'm going to talk about E3, and then I recorded a bunch of interviews this week, probably one of four or five, I can't even remember, that I'm going to play back kind of randomly, quasi sequentially here on the show. Got some great interviews that I recorded down at E3. E3 was this past week, and if you've had your head in a hole or you just woke up, you know that E3 was this week. And when I say E3, I'm going to say it with a little e, because it was a very different event than years past. Last year was, you know, more of a spectacle and kind of crazy at the Los Angeles Convention Center down there in LA. This year it was kind of subdued. It was held out in Santa Monica, which is out near the beach. It's right on the beach, actually. And it was a little different. We'll talk about that. I'm going to be talking about that with some of my guests, which is what does it mean this year. I also want to make sure you go up and check out the Xbox.com coverage. It was in a word, phenomenal. It's probably the best coverage we've ever done. Just as you know, I work on the Xbox.com team, and we went down there and we just shot some amazing photos, some amazing video. And if you get a chance, so go to the E3 coverage, and I'll put a link to the blog. Click on the left link to show shots, and right at the top of the page there's a panorama that we did. We brought someone down, and the video monkey who works for me, we're learning how to do these panoramas, which, you know, where they kind of put you in the middle of the action, you can rotate around, and they are, in a word, phenomenal. The one you'll see at the top of the page, we were in the front row of the Microsoft briefing on Tuesday night, and we shot that, and it gives you kind of a sense of scope for the outdoor amphitheater that is Santa Monica High School. We also shot a couple behind the screen. There's this huge, huge high-def screen that was on stage that we were using. And there's we shot a couple behind the scenes action. So if you don't have a chance, take a look at those. There was a couple of parties, a Games for Windows party that we shot. Now here's the funny thing about the Games for Windows party. Take a look at it. We were at the Viceroy, and I'll talk about the Viceroy in a moment. But we were at the Viceroy out by the pool, which is this very hip and trendy hotel in Santa Monica. And if you look, you'll see the video monkey who I travel the world with and shoots all my video. He's kind of standing in the middle of this panorama, holding a martini glass. So you'll go ahead and see that. But anyway, there's a few more up there. There's a couple of crowd panoramas, Santa Monica, we'll put you at the Lowe's, Barker Hangar, and so on and so forth. So go ahead and take a look at those, and of course the Xbox community party that we had on Thursday night. So let's back up a little bit and go through what was going on here. I got down to E3 on Sunday, arrived a couple days before all the action, just to kind of figure out what was going on. And just to lay the land for you, so the Viceroy Hotel, which is right on Ocean Boulevard there in Santa Monica, Microsoft, had basically rented out the entire hotel, every single room, just gone. So we really, for lack of a better term, owned the place. And we turned that into kind of our E3 central. It was the place where we had our meeting rooms, we had our parties, we were eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. It was like a big dormitory. It was kind of crazy because, you know, you'd come down for breakfast or lunch or even dinner, and you'd go into the dining room, and the dining room or the restaurant there wasn't, you know, didn't have everybody in it because, you know, the hotel was only us, and we were all working and whatnot. But you'd walk in, and there'd be three or four, maybe a half a dozen or a dozen people eating dinner, and you could always find someone to sit with because you knew literally everybody in the restaurant. And you'll see up on Xbox.com, they were doing a blog. Colin, who is the editor for Xbox.com, was writing the blog there, and you'll see that did he mention me? He didn't even mention. Yeah, he did. They talked about the Kobe burger count, which is one of the menu items at the hotel was the Kobe burger, which was phenomenal. And I think we ate, I don't even know how many we ate, so we just kept eating those. Trixie, I think she personally downed half a dozen or a dozen of those things in just 3 or 4 days. So we really had a great time at the Viceroy Hotel, which is where we were home based. And then Tuesday night was the briefing, and the briefing was at Santa Monica High School, which was about 3 to 4 blocks north of, was it north or was it west? I can't even keep track of it anymore. It was just 3 blocks away from the Viceroy. And we had the entire high school set up and pimped out, and it was really quite nice for the briefing on Tuesday night. And I was live blogging that on Twitter. Hopefully you guys got a chance to take a look at that. Twitter was really great for live blogging. I you know, because I can just put these rapid fire 120, 140 character posts up there, and I was able to really keep up with what was going on. As you look at the screen, and I posted this a couple times on the blog, but as you look at the screen in some of the photos, you'll see the big screen that I just talked about. I was actually sitting about 10 feet to the left, behind the left-hand side of the screen. So that's where I am, and I actually put photos up on my Flickr that shows our workspace back there. And you can see that, and me and Video Monkey, and that's where I was recording the podcast for the briefing. So you can actually download the entire audio of the briefing, including the phenomenal open, which was... do I have their card here? I think I do have their card. Let me just take a look here. I got tons of business cards. I guess I don't. But the guys... and girl, who opened up the show with their Halo rendition. You've seen them on YouTube a bunch of times. So I don't want to go through the entire show because it's you guys have probably gone through it ad nauseum. It's available up on Xbox.com in 5 or 6, maybe I think it's 9 parts. And then it's also available on Marketplace. So if you want to download it from Marketplace. And I had talked to the production team. I'm like, why are you putting this in as 9 pieces? Put it in, you know, first of all, at 1 piece. Apparently it was just too big to do that from where we were. So I said, but at the very least, put it in at 6 pieces because that's the download queue. So I talked with them about that. I don't know if they're going to be able to make that change, but went in and had some words with them about that. So you can go download. I mean, this thing is available here. I've got the audio up on my blog. You have the you can go down to Xbox.com and download the video, or you can just go to Marketplace. And you can also download it from there. So let's talk about the announcements. A couple things are coming out, and again, there's a lot of video up on Xbox.com that I want to have you watch. We've got the Big Button controller. We had a ton of different demos and whatnot up. There's a Harry Potter demo up. Let me see if I can pull up all the demos here. I'm looking at the blog right now. And I was blogging those in real time, you know, as best I could. We've got the Biggs demo. There's a Stuntman Ignition demo, which I was talking to some people, and they said this is like one of the best demos ever. They thought it was brilliant. Ace Combat 6 demo. Download that when you get a chance. I love flying games, so this is like when I'm playing Halo 2, and I assume when I'm playing Halo 3. I'm all about the Banshee. That's for any of you who've played me, I'm all about flying the Banshee. I think like in 3 dimensions, so I love the Ace Combat 6 demo. And then Blue Dragon demo. Blue Dragon demo is up, and that just looks phenomenal. NCAA 08 demo is up. What else we got going on? There's just a ton of different pictures and whatnot. So go up to the blog. You can just, you know, on the left-hand side, you'll see tags. Click on Marketplace. And when you click on Marketplace, it'll filter on everything. Everything I post that's available on Marketplace, I tag by Marketplace. Now, I am trying something a little different out. There's a, I'm doing a roll-up at the end of the day, and you can kind of see at home with the Bringing It Home 2007 Day 1, Day 2, and Day 3 posts, where I post sectionally, you know, here's the themes that went up, here's the game trailers that went up, here is the, you know, here are the in-game content, the gamer pictures and all that stuff. So I'm trying to roll it up, and I've had some great feedback from you guys. I'm going to be tweaking that just a little bit. But for most part, that's kind of where I think I'm going to settle on it because I want to make sure that people can see what's going on. I need to download the Mercenary 2 World in Flames high-def trailer because I'm really excited about that one. Remember Mercenaries? That was just a blast. So there's Bringing It Home was an enormous success. I mean, the content we were putting up there, and everybody always wants more demos, more demos, more demos. Trust me, we would love to give you as many demos as you'd like. It's, you know, if the developers want to spend the time and do them because they're kind of hard to do, then we would love to put them up there. So E3 was the E3 briefing was just nothing short of phenomenal in terms of some of the excitement that we had in the audience. You saw the Halo 3 console that was held up. Peter Moore held that up. Let's see what else. The Big Button controller, we talked about that. The Halo trailers, the Halo movie that I'm still trying to figure out what that was. It was cool, though. All sorts of great stuff. I did get to go to Behind Closed Doors. The Bungie guys, I kind of snuck in on them and saw the Behind the Closed Doors the what they were showing, which was basically a lot of the basically seemed like maybe half a level, I don't even know how long it was, of the campaign. And then they talked about some of the multiplayer even more, which was just great. You know, all that great stuff that we had in the Halo 3 beta, the saved films part, they really showed all the new things that they're adding to that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be absolutely a lot of fun. Let's see, what else did we do? Well, go up and take a look at the videos. E3 was just massively different this year. A lot of scaled down. I think that the answer to what E3 should be next year lies in between this somehow. I think it needs to be, not as large as it was last year, maybe not this year. Maybe I wish it was all in one place so that all the journalists and press and the analysts didn't have to go all over the place. It was just a little much. Wednesday, I was invited to the Nintendo briefing, so I went over there. I was sitting way over to the left, back a little bit. Got to see Reggie speak. I'm sure all of you watched that. Saw the Wii Fit thing where they said that Reggie was overweight. And then after that, we jumped into a car with a couple of folks and went over to the Sony briefing, which was over in Culver City. And I was invited. I want to make sure that you guys know this. I was invited to the Sony briefing by David Carricker. David, I want to thank you for your invite. I sent you some email thanking you for that. Hopefully you got into ours okay. We did kind of a diplomatic ticket exchange between Sony and Microsoft. So I was helping to broker that. So thank you, David. It was great to be in there. But wow, what was the deal with those seats? For those of you that attended that, they kind of crammed us into these really tiny seats. It was like coach seating in an airplane. We were so crammed in there. But the Sony folks had some great, some interesting things to announce. They showed off a demo of Home and so forth, and you've seen all the videos. We're actually going to have on, one of the interviews I'm going to have on shortly is with James Stevenson, who's the community manager for Insomniac Games. And Insomniac Games, of course, they're responsible for Resistance, Fall of Man, which was a Sony PS3 launch title. I ran into James, I'm looking at David's notes here, I ran into James Stevenson at the community party for Xbox. So I was, as I said earlier, I'm running around talking to people with the microphone. In fact, let's stop down right now. I want to start rolling some of those interviews. The first interview I had was with Fruit Brute and Tiny Dancer. And if you don't know why they call themselves that, well, you know what? I'm going to let them explain. So Fruit Brute and Tiny Dancer, they are from GayGamer.net.
Can I chime in on his mic?
You can certainly do that. All right, so I'm sitting here. I'm in a lovely cabana here, poolside down here at the community party, and I'm here with Flynn and David from GayGamer.net.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Howdy. How are you?
So a lot of people may or may not be aware of your site, so why don't you tell some people what your site's all about?
Sure. We are a gaming site that started about a year ago.
Okay.
And we mostly cater to the gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, add whatever other extra words you want on their community.
Right, right.
We also have a lot of heterosexual readers, though.
Cool.
And we just provide games and news and try to provide a comfortable, safe space for gay gamers to come and congregate and talk about games.
What are gay? How are gay gamers different from regular gamers? I mean, they're all gamers per se, but
right, right.
So how do you? What is there a difference? I mean, in terms of games they like or not like?
Yes.
I hate saying they like because I mean you're us. I don't
right.
Look at it that way.
Well, no, that's the point. Okay, that's a good point to go with.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we are all gamers,
right.
But I think I definitely think that we all approach games in a slightly different
right.
way, right?
Right.
And I know as far as like discussing things with our readers, like RPGs are a very big, you know, big thing with our readers,
right?
As opposed to more like maybe FPSs, which aren't so much
really?
a big thing.
Or I mean, sports games, which we hear exist.
It's true. The sports games aren't like the hugest things with our readers either.
Did you guys like Viva?
Who?
Viva Pinata.
Pinata?
Yeah. Oh, Viva Pinata.
I you said FIFA.
I know. I know. Viva Las Vegas.
So let's just be clear. Let me just, before we get going. Trixie's
absolutely.
A little about 10 feet away, and she's been drinking a little bit. So
we've all been drinking
so,
a little bit.
But I wanted to get you guys on because you know I've read your site. I like to read all the different sites, and you guys refer to my site a lot. I look at my referral log. You guys are always pointing to me. And I always like to meet people in the community. And people always say that I don't have regular other podcasters on my show. And you guys have a podcast.
We do. We did have one for a little while, and we took a break from it, and we're going to be starting it back up again in about a week.
That is great.
Yes.
That is great.
Yes,
so anyway,
really
so what
good.
Games are you got? What are you playing right now? I want to know what games you're playing. And after that, I want you to tell me, what are some of the top concerns of your community?
The top concerns of our community. All right, well, actually, I guess we'll start off with games that we're playing right now. Right now, I'm checking out the remakes of Final Fantasy on the PSP, which have been great. On Xbox, playing Crackdown right now, which I've been playing a lot. Yeah, I'm a big Crackdown fan.
Yeah, well, you don't have to tell me. I love that game.
It was huge.
How many did you get all the orbs?
Getting close.
Good.
I'm getting close.
Good.
Well, you know, it's like when you write about games and review them, you really have to sort of like bounce around. So, but I do definitely keep coming back to Crackdown, and Can I just say that I'm so excited about BioShock that I'm, like, beside myself?
He is. I actually haven't been able to contain him the way I was.
So, David, are you excited about it, too?
I am first and foremost a Fallout fanboy.
Right.
So I am incredibly excited about Fallout 3 and doubly excited about BioShock because it's sort of like a double dosing of
So let me tell you something. I haven't really talked about this, but I played the first level of BioShock last week.
Yes.
Have you played it at all?
Yeah, actually, I sat down with Ken Levine himself yesterday.
And?
And I loved it.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Right.
It's just absolutely gorgeous. And that was one of the things I actually was talking to Ken about. I said, and he said, well, what is it that makes you so interested
fabulous?
In this game? It is extremely fabulous.
That's precisely what it is. I had to restrain him from using the phrase.
Well, you know, Art Deco, right. Fabulous.
Well, I love
gay.
I really love the whole when you get the music, the look, and I'm a scuba diver.
Right,
so
right.
I love the water thing, and I'm just like, I was like all over this game.
Yeah, it's incredibly detailed,
right.
And just they did such a beautiful job, and like every tiny little thing about it is absolutely amazing.
So you're excited about that?
Oh yeah, great. I checked it out, and I was fortunate enough to have my local. My local EB Games manager give me the BioShock faceplate that they got. Like
they got a faceplate?
Yeah, they sent the exclusive BioShock faceplate.
That's cool.
To like
I'd
all
love to see that.
I know. I will never remove it from my from my 360.
That's
but
great.
Yeah, it was like really, really terrific. So I'm really excited about BioShock. But right now, yeah, I'm playing a lot of Crackdown. And as far as, I'm sorry, what was your other question?
Oh, I want to talk about the things that affect the community.
Oh, okay.
At gaygamer.net.
Yes, things that affect the community. Well, obviously anything that, like gay-related content at all is a very big deal to us.
Right.
Bully was a huge deal.
Okay.
When Bully came out, I actually had, you know, I wrote about the fact that you could, you know, kiss other guys. In
right,
the game.
I remember reading that.
Right, right. And we actually, I mean, I got emails and comments from people saying that I will go out and buy this game specifically because it includes this content, which is really interesting.
That is interesting.
And one of the really big interesting things is that gay gamers don't so much want a game that is geared towards gay people, but they more want a game that gives you the choice to do whatever you want. And they want
is that why you like Crackdown?
Yes.
Because it's just open-ended, you go whatever you want?
Yeah, you can actually go and do whatever you want. But and in particular, like Fable, you can have the choice. You can marry a man. You can marry a woman. You can marry whoever you want. You can like make that choice to be. Same thing with
Bully. Can you marry a chicken?
I don't think
you could marry a
chicken.
You
can kick them.
You guess.
Yeah.
I
think that's one of the reasons we see so much RPG love on our site is that it's not so much about being gay or what have you as it is choice and deciding who you're going to be in the game and having, you know, as we said at GDC, we don't want Grand Theft Auto Fabulous. We just want the opportunity to be whomever we are in Grand Theft Auto.
Right, right.
So it doesn't have to be a gay game so much as freedom to be who you are within the game.
Cool.
Exactly.
So that's kind of, I mean, it's I think it's great that you have this community of gamers. I mean, again, I just love all gamers, and I love people that are passionate about gaming like you guys and your audience as well.
Yes.
And it's great that we've got all these different games on all the different platforms. Have you been to E3 before?
No, actually, this is our first one. Our site just celebrated 1 year on July 2nd.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. And so this is our first E3, and, you know, David and I have been running around like chickens with the head cut off, like just trying to get to every possible thing that we can. So
you're seeing some great stuff.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, amazing stuff. It's been really a lot of fun.
What do you think of the announcements of all the different, you know, from Nintendo and from Sony and from Microsoft?
Wow, it's been so much to take in.
Yeah.
It really, really has. And trying to like cover it all has been really intense. But I'm so excited to see so much great stuff coming out of every. And again, like, and I mean, I hate to keep like coming back to this point, but just there's so many games coming out now where you are given a choice. They're really sort of taking moving away from this, okay, this is where you have to go, and when you walk in this room, you're going to see this guy, and when you walk in this room, this is going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. And really sort of like opening up the worlds and giving you the choice to go where you want to, and mm-hmm. the choice to see see different things happen. And yeah. I think that's just so excellently exciting.
Also, following last year's sort of big hardware news, it's fun to see this year follow up on that with not so much big hardware news, but sort of filling the gap, providing the content.
You know, since you say that, Dave, because people, I was talking to some people earlier today, and they said that probably this year, you know, no one had a big announcement. We're coming off of two straight years of console, you know, Xbox 360 2 years ago, the PS3 and the Wii last year.
Right.
So it's like, it's naturally, there's going to be, there's no big wow announces.
It would be insane to have another big announcement
right.
this year.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense, would it?
But it's just about the titles this year.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's filling what those two awesome years of hardware news gave us.
Right.
Now what do we do with that? What are we going to get to have happen on our system?
Are you guys PC gamers as well?
We do a little bit of PC game. Well, he's a little bit more than I am, but yes.
Did you like Gears of War on PC?
I have to tell you, I aim like a grandma. We actually ran into Cliffy B last night very late, and I said, good job on War. I can't play. Yeah. Even your tutorials, which were amazing, didn't help me. I love the game. Visually, it's beautiful.
So did you have a problem when you're playing a first-person shooter where you end up looking at the ceiling or the ground?
Yes. I'm my grandmother. So I turn into my grandmother.
I actually have a story is that somebody else that I was playing with on Xbox Live that I've played with a couple times has that exact same problem. Now, I can't tell you who it is, but I will tell you that he was world's richest man. Yeah. He had the exact same problem. Where, you know, if I was looking at the barely this, so it's
and Steve Jobs and I have the exact same problem.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
And I actually have the most embarrassing Gears of War story ever. I checked it out. I was like, okay, I got to check this out, see what the big deal is,
right.
see what everybody's talking about.
Right.
Got into the training level.
Yep.
And there was a bit where they want you to throw a grenade down to the second floor yep. below during the yep. training level. Well, I managed to throw the grenade into a column, which then bounced back onto me and blew me up. And it was really embarrassing.
So you decided that it's probably that's not for you.
Yeah, I decided that probably.
What about Halo? Halo, you guys excited for Halo?
It looks amazing. It really, really looks incredible. And I'm excited about it in one way, and in another way, I try. And here's again another embarrassing story. I'm just embarrassing myself like nonstop here. But I got Crackdown and yep. had the
beta,
the version. And I was like, okay, I'm really excited to check this out. I can't wait to see what it's like. I'm going to see what it looks like. I'm going to walk around. And I don't think that I got 10 steps from where I spawned from in the beginning when I got just completely creamed by everybody else who was playing like 10 times in a row.
That happens all the time with Halo.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, well, here's a great... dead. Okay. Oh, now here's a great... dead. Yeah.
Snipe, bam, snipe, bam, snipe, bam.
However, we both loved the darkness. So we're sort of FPS shy.
Right.
And we found the darkness, which is a tight story, tight gameplay.
Did you play Overlord yet?
No,
I really want to check that out.
You must try that.
It looks amazing.
It's a lot of fun with the minions. But anyway, I got to wrap it up, guys, so I'm going to let you get back into the party.
All right.
Flynn and David, I appreciate GayGamer.net, so if you'll accept pretty much anybody.
Yes, absolutely. We do.
That's what it sounds like.
Come so, and play.
So I appreciate you guys coming on, and maybe I'd love to come on your show when you guys get it up and running again.
Absolutely, Major.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
There you go. Thank you guys from GayGamer.net. Great bunch of guys there. And it's really fun to see these different types of folks at the E3 and all the different sites covering them. That's why, you could hear the kind of party in the background there. I was just walking around with the microphone at the party, at the Xbox community party, which was Tuesday night around the beautiful pool there at the Viceroy. And we had 150, 200 people there. I mean, we had Peter Moore there. Shane Kim, I believe, stopped by. I mean, Peter Molyneux was there. I mean, it was really... it was quite star-studded. Again, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. When you're staying in the hotel and you can just take the elevator down and go to basically a party in your backyard and then go back up to your room, it was great. So I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. It was really neat. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. There's so many people at the party that I wanted to interview, and I just had to kind of just had to kind of pick and choose wisely. But that kind of gives you an idea. It's always great to get a different perspective on it. Speaking of different perspective, the next interview I want to run for you was quite a pleasant surprise. It's James Stevenson, who's the community manager for Insomniac Games. They are, of course, responsible for the PS3 launch title Resistance: Fallen Man. So I want to run that right down. I pull him into this, we're in this little cabana on the side there, basically the same one I just did the last interview on. And he brings his entire posse with me. And these guys were like a lot of the moderators or whatnot from NeoGAF. And if you don't read the threads over at NeoGAF, I think they're funny. Speaking of NeoGAF, did you see the photo of me and Dirty Diva, who is Sarah over on the Gamersport blog? I just think it's probably one of the funniest ever. Not because I'm in it. I couldn't care less. I just love the caption. So I love those guys over at the NeoGAF. Keep up the great work. And so I was chatting with James Stevenson, and we just kind of go off in a bunch of different ways here. So here's the interview I did with James Stevenson, community manager, Insomniac Games. All right, we're here at the Xbox Community Party, kicking it by the pool at the Vice Store. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Major?
James, so we have to tell people who you are.
I'm James Stevenson. I'm the community relations manager for Insomniac Games.
Okay, which people... Tell us about some of the games that
we did Resistance: Fallen Man. Yep. It was a PlayStation 3 launch title, the top-selling PlayStation 3 launch title.
I've heard that.
It's a great game.
I don't have a copy of that game.
I can send you one if you want. You email me your address. I'll get you one sent to you. I'll get you one sent to you as soon as I get back to the office.
So I've had an open invitation forever to have somebody from Sony on my show. And that's not what this is. You just happened to come to the party.
Well, I was kind of looking for you. That was the whole reason actually. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, I was looking for you.
Because
we've been wanting to get
down
you.
Here, by the way.
We've got a posse here. We've got like Batgirl and Buddy C and Gazunta and like all these people you know from the internet.
Right.
But we're here and we've been showing Ratchet and Clank Future, Tools of Destruction. It's the first second gen PS3 game.
Before we get into this, what do you think of this year's E3?
It's from a developer perspective, it's great. You know, obviously we don't have to. The demo comes later in the game's production cycle, so it's a little bit easier to pull that off.
And but I'm saying from, this versus years past.
You know, if you go to Barker, you can go play any game you want right away.
What'd you play
up
there that you saw?
Oh, I played Super Mario Galaxy for a while.
I did too.
About 40 minutes.
I did
awesome.
Too. Did you get on the Wii Fit? What do they call it? A pad or something?
I don't know, but
it was Wii Fit.
You know, it's kind of fun. Like, it's not really my thing, but you know, for some
you weren't doing the
really
hula
cool.
Hula.
Did you play Zelda Phantom Hourglass?
I did.
You know, the touchscreen works.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Nintendo always does this, though. You're always looking like, how are they going to make that work? And all of a sudden, it works.
You're like, hell yeah, I'm going to buy this game for sure. Well, and I went over and saw Call of Duty 4, and I played that for a while. That game's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be sweet.
Yeah, did you play it over here?
I haven't played it over here yet, but I played it at Barker.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I'm good friends with a lot of actors.
It's great to have the Infinity War guys back in the saddle.
Oh, no,
isn't
for
it?
Sure. The Infinity War, all the way.
Yeah. It's really good stuff. Yeah. So when you're managing, like, the Resistance community for what you're doing over there on the PS3, what's that like? Because, you know, you guys don't have the cross game invites like on Xbox Live and all that stuff. I'm not digging you. I'm just saying what's it like?
I mean, home is coming, so you know that's gonna alleviate a lot of that. But you know, the Resistance community is huge.
Right.
We have a PlayStation 3 community, a ton of people who have PlayStation 3s. Most of them own Resistance.
Right. Yeah.
And so
it's kind of if you own PS3, you have to have that game.
Exactly. So you've got, and really the PS3 owners are like some of the coolest people out there. You know, the hardcore early adopters. So we've got this community that's based out of the hardcore gamers, and so it's this really great community, and they have a lot of great ideas and feedback for us. And I have a fun time just hanging out on the forums with them.
Yeah, I think it's. I think you said the PS3 gamers are great, and the Xbox gamers. It's like gamers in general are cool people.
Oh, for sure.
You know. Except for those board gaming guys. This guy's a little weird, but that's a whole other conversation.
What, you don't like Settlers of Catan? Like, you guys are putting those board games on Xbox Live, and you're, like, ripping on them right here.
No, I love Settlers. No, I'm talking about the people that are playing board games.
Oh,
the games themselves are great. Like, have you been to PAX?
Oh, no, I haven't been to PAX. Hoping to go
this year?
Well, hopefully.
I'll get you in if you want to go.
Okay,
just let me know. I will get you in.
All right, we'll see.
Okay, but no, I love the board games.
You know, Leipzig is at the same time as PAX this year.
And I'm not going to Leipzig.
You're going to PAX.
Yeah, I'm going
it's
to
like
PAX.
Across the street for you, right?
Yeah,
you're just driving
exactly.
Over there.
It's really. Where do you live?
We're out of Burbank.
You're out of Burbank. So you're just up over there.
Yeah. So this is right across the street from my home, basically. The valley. Yeah,
in the
I know.
Valley.
Unfortunately,
I think it's beautiful downtown Burbank.
No, it is beautiful downtown Burbank. It's just 10 degrees hotter than the rest of LA downtown Burbank.
What is that all about?
I don't know.
But anyway, so let's get back to gaming.
Okay.
So first of all, I ask this of everybody: what's your gamer tag?
My gamer tag is Jim Bob III.
And what does that mean?
Well, this is sad. My parents have made the same mistake for the third time in a row, where my name is James Robert.
Uh-huh.
So Jim Bob is the actual, you know, nickname you could condense my names down to.
Right.
And I am the third. I'm the third mistake in a row for James Robert.
James Robert.
So I am actually Jim Bob III.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what are you playing now on the 360?
What am I playing now on the 360? Well, you know, really, like, The Darkness has been kind of the one game.
Yeah.
The Darkness is cool. I've actually been playing that at work, not in my home, 360. But that's really cool. And
did you play Overlord yet?
I haven't played Overlord yet.
I can't wait to get home to that.
You know, honestly, like, it's been so busy leading up to E3. I haven't had as much time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I've been playing Stardust on PS3 because it's like a pickup game.
Yep.
And it's kind of, you know, it is Geometry Wars-esque, but it has some different things that make it really, really cool. So fans of Geometry Wars that have a...
Are you folding at home?
Check it out. You know, I have that whole thing where it's like the whole... I don't like to leave my console on for long periods of time.
Because you don't want to burn it out. You know, it's just...
Well, you know, I've been through one 360, but the new warranty program is really, really cool.
Right.
I'm really happy about that. That's
cool.
Awesome. I feel a lot better about having my 360 on. Yeah, absolutely. So that's a really cool thing, and people
should be
really excited.
If anybody else out there has a problem, you let me know.
Yeah,
I have a standing offer to the community. They know to get in touch with me if they have any problems, and I'll take care of them.
Yeah, for sure. So my, I've been through one, but, you know, it was really fast. I thought the service was good, and so that's why I haven't folded a lot, but I know a lot of people left their consoles on for like 2 months and they haven't had a problem. So,
that's cool.
You know, I did fold
a little bit. When you're not playing Resistance, sometimes you're folding.
Sometimes I'm folding. Now I'm playing Ratchet. I'm just playing it at work or I'm bringing a kit home and playing it.
Having a little bit of fun of that. So you kind of get a peek behind the curtain at some of the cool stuff on the PS3 side.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, the home beta is something we have to. So
I'm not in that. Can you get me in that?
I'll see what I can do.
See, that's what we're going
to do. We'll work it out. See what I can do for you.
But it's been an interesting, you know, few days here at E3 because it's so small, you know, relative to last year.
Don't you like that, though?
I kind of do.
I mean, at least from my side, like, it's so much more laid back for us.
Yeah.
I know that the journalists are kind of having a rough time because they're having to go all over the place.
They're just going A to B. And it's just getting crazy.
I mean, but that's what they did anyway at E3. So now there's a little bit more transportable.
So where are you guys set up here? Where's your office?
The Sony's at Le Marigot. And then we also have the stuff at Barker. And then we've been going to where, like, GameSpot and IGN are set up. So, I'm going to IGN tomorrow to do some live video there.
Right.
But, you know, I came from the perspective I used to be a journalist back for like 7 years. I was freelance.
Right.
So I know what working in E3 is like and where you have appointments laid on top of appointments and you're just going appointment
to
appointment.
And if you're 10 minutes late to one, it just all of a sudden it screws your whole
day. Well, that's the whole thing. You never get to an appointment early at E3 because they're still with the person that's late and they're waiting around for you.
Right.
So, you know, you consistently go to your appointments 5 to 10 minutes late because that's when the other person will be done who's ahead of you.
Yeah, but to your point, it is definitely better this year because it's smaller. For instance, I've talked about this a little bit. We have this whole hotel. So, like, all of Microsoft is at this hotel, and it was like our third night out here having a party out by the pool, which is not a bad life.
No, not bad at all. You even got balloons in the pool.
We got balloons in the pool.
I'm ready to jump in.
I'm ready to go. Can we get her to jump in?
What do you say?
That's up to you. So it's definitely a different year this year, but I've always wanted to have somebody from, like I say, from Sony on, and even though you're not directly with Sony, you know, you're with their number one title.
We're an exclusive, we're developing exclusively for Sony right now. We are independent, so we can do what we want, but we have a great working relationship with Sony. We've been working with them since our very first game, Disruptor, and, you know, it's working well for us.
Yeah.
So we're not.
I mean, I know people.
I played
Resistance a couple times. I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. You guys did a great job. It's gorgeous. I just don't like the triggers.
The triggers on the controller?
Yeah. And it's not your problem. That's not your problem. I'm just saying. I just don't like the triggers on the PS3 controller.
You know, it's something you could address with Sony, maybe.
I'll work on that.
Well, we make the games. We don't worry about the controller.
Wish I had my Rumble, too, but apparently I'll get that
again,
sometime.
Again, we make the games. We don't worry about the controller.
I know. And you make great games.
Yeah.
You guys
appreciate
really
it. Thank you very much.
What are the plans for Resistance in terms of, you have any downloadable content coming?
Well, we actually just released the first map pack for Resistance.
Okay.
And we also made the game servers worldwide. So we actually, you know, have 40 players online at a time.
Cool.
And we have dedicated servers for
dedicated
our game.
Servers, yeah, I know.
So I know a lot of people on Xbox Live don't have that, and it was something we were really committed to.
Well, you can actually have that with Shadowrun.
Well, see, and that's really
cool. And Halo 2 Vista, but you can't play. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, you know, it allows you to get more players. It allows you to smoother connections.
Wait a minute. Stop. 40 people. But here's the deal. Not all of them have voice.
Why are you whispering?
Because I'm trying to let you know. It kind of sucks when they don't have voice.
I see. But see, that's the whole thing. Like, how many people do you really want to have voice? Like,
yeah, two, good point. Good point.
You know,
we've both played Halo 2, and we know what
exactly.
That's like.
You know
right,
what
I get
like
it.
When you go online
in
Halo 2, and
it's just like
you're like muting people left and right. You're like, no,
but
I don't want to talk.
When you get a good team together, you want to talk.
You know, we've got Buddy C right here from NeoGAF. We've got NeoGAF people right here, like the NeoGAF clan.
I got a question on the NeoGAF forms. Who put up the picture of me on NeoGAF? Did you see the picture of me and the girl from Gamerscore blog? Did you see that one?
Okay, I got to find out who that is. We're going to talk about that in a second. I love you guys, by the way, but I'm like, great photo. Great photo.
Seriously, resistance encourages team play. And if you want to play in a team, you want to get 20 people together and actually play the games, everyone's going to get a voice headset because they all want to do it together. And then you talk about Warhawk that's coming out, and the Blu-ray version includes a Bluetooth headset. So, you know, there's definitely things where
What does Blu-ray have to do with a headset?
Bluetooth headset.
I thought you said Blu-ray.
No, Bluetooth headset.
Like, what?
No,
that was really
good
stretching. That's
no,
great.
It was the Blu-ray edition of Warhawk comes with a Bluetooth headset.
Got
so that's pretty cool.
Have you played it? I played it.
The beta was great. It was
I was playing a little bit over at where was I playing? I think it was at Barker.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, I played on the beta. We actually had a lot of the My Resistance, like, top community members.
Yeah.
We managed to get all of them in.
Yeah.
So I had, like, a lot of, you know, Resistance community members playing the game and helping ACOG and sending feedback and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we had a really good time with it. I thought, you know, it definitely is going to be a great shooter and a lot of vehicle action and stuff like that. So it's going to be a big big title for Sony.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know what we want more? I know the PS3 people want this. They want more demos. In fact, I was over at NeoGAF reading that. They want more demos on the Sony, not that you can do anything about this.
Well, you know, like I said, we've heard our fans cry for Ratchet and Clank Future Tools of Destruction demo, and don't have any announcements to make, but you know, we've definitely heard that a lot of people want it. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and
I think they said like a Heavenly Sword demo is coming soon.
Right. Let's be clear. I mean, you as a developer know this better than anybody. Demos are kind of tough to do.
Right.
Because you have to stop your development team or peel them off and go over here and build the code and test it and so on and so forth. So it's not for anybody.
Oh,
it doesn't matter
what
platform you're on.
Well, and it's like, you know, it's a lot of, it's definitely worth the reward if a lot of people are going to download the demo. But you just have to be strategic about when you release your demo. So and strategic about how you put the people on to do it. Because game development is a difficult process, and there's a lot of, we just got named the, eighth best company to work for, small company to work for in America.
Right.
So our third year in a row in the top 50.
Good for
and
you.
One of the big things we've been working on is like scheduling out, like making sure that we don't make mistakes that cause people to have to work long hours.
Right.
Like, yeah, there'll always be a little bit of a crunch at the end of a game because people want to polish it and make it the best
possible.
Yeah,
they got to work long hours.
They're not working
for the government.
We don't want to make it because it's our mistakes. We want to make it because they want to make the game. Every job has that, right?
Right.
We've all been crunching because it's E3. Magazine guys are crunching because it's
E3
or deadline.
Right.
But we're trying to make it so there's not as many of those. And with, you know, a demo, it's definitely something where you want to have it at the right time. So.
Yeah,
schedule it in.
What are you excited about looking forward to, either on the PS3 or
there's a ton of games.
Even though,
seriously, like, the next really big game I want to play is Bioshock.
Yeah.
On 360 or
played, like, the first level of that.
It looks amazing, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
Well, and if you like, I love Atlas Shrugged, which is kind of, you know, it kind of has that very Ayn Rand vibe to it. So,
but when you're underwater, because I'm a diver, and I was, like, standing at one of the windows looking at the water, I'm like, wow, this really looks good.
Yeah.
And the game is just, it's kind of hard to get your head around. Is it a shooter? What is this thing? But you got to play it.
Yeah. I mean, and Ken actually, a funny story about that. Ken, when I was a freelance journalist, the first print article I ever wrote, I interviewed Ken Levine.
Mm-hmm.
It was about Freedom Force at the time.
Right.
So I kind of have a soft spot for him. But just the game looks amazing. And, it's PC and 360, so that opens it to a bigger audience, too.
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm really looking forward to that. As far as games I play, Call of Duty 4.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Wherever you get it, PS3 or Xbox 360.
Or PC, for that matter.
Or PC. Right.
Yeah, you know, that's great. Super Mario Galaxy, the Bumblebee level, like, isn't it amazing?
I didn't get to that, but I was watching somebody play it.
Wasn't it amazing how you can take a game, you can take something that's very standard for Mario, wouldn't hurt Mario at all, water. You give him a power-up, or water eliminates his power-up, and suddenly it makes a level that would be very easy, very difficult, because you have to avoid water.
Right.
And it's very intriguing. It's like a really cool design choice by the team there, and I was just, like, sitting there marveling at it, playing, and our design director, Brian Allgaier, who's a co-host of mine on the Full Moon show.
Right.
Which
when
is
am I
podcast.
Coming on the show?
Oh, as soon as we get John.
You've got my card.
We'll get you on
the phone. You didn't show up to the party with a card.
It's my bad.
I'm just saying, come to an industry party, dude. Bring cards.
No, I do normally.
Here, you know what I'm going to give you right here? Let me show you what I'm going to give you.
Uh-oh.
Because Bat was looking for this. I want to make sure. I'm going to give you this.
Oh, I got 1,600 points.
I'm giving you 1,600 points out of my personal stash so that you can download some cool games.
Oh, well, thank you.
Right?
I appreciate it.
I don't care what you use on. Themes or whatever. You know,
okay.
Have fun with it.
Very cool. I appreciate it. Thanks, Major.
Because I am agnostic when it comes to games. I just want great games. We're talking about what we're playing.
Yeah.
So what else are you looking forward to? Bioshock?
Bioshock is looking
Mario.
Great. Mario is looking great. I mean, obviously, like, the three big Nintendo games are Mario, Metroid, and Smash Brothers this year. So
agreed.
So, but you look at, like, PS3, you've got Lair, you've got Heavenly Sword, you've got Ratchet & Clank Future Tools of Destruction,
which
I'm playing.
They didn't mention Lair in the press conference.
Did they not? I was like, I mean, I was watching, but I was also going over the demo area
that
to get ready for it.
And Grand Theft Auto, we're missing.
Well, it'll be there.
Did you play? It's just, it was odd that they didn't mention it.
Did you get a play layer yet?
I did not.
It's actually, like, I'm stunned. Like, the vistas, like, when you're flying over all these cities, like, it's just absolutely incredible. You're looking at it like, wow, that's really beautiful looking. And I don't know if on the six-axis control works really well.
Cool.
So that's really cool. I mean, then 360. Obviously, Halo 3.
Yep.
Going to be amazing.
Enough said,
You know, and
have you seen it yet? Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was on the beta.
But have you seen the single player?
I saw the trailer. That's all I've seen so far.
They were showing the single player behind closed doors, and I snuck in and stood in the back.
I'm sure it's going to be great. And that was my biggest thing about Halo 2, is I didn't think the single player was up to par, but I think Halo 3, like, they've had the time they need.
Right.
I'm really excited for Halo. I'm really excited for Halo 3. I mean, I love first-person shooters, so how could you not like that game?
Right.
But there's some other great stuff, you know. Gears of War on PC, like, you know, running at 60 frames a second the whole time. Like, I have a powerful PC. I'm looking forward to playing that too. I run Vista.
You playing
on my
Madden?
PC.
Speaking of 60 frames a second, you're gonna be into Madden.
You know, I'm not into Madden as much anymore. Like, I play a little college football, but I'm just like, you know, it's just, I've played that game.
You want the first person shooters?
I like the first person. I love all games, but you know, it's Madden has gotten to the point where it's like, okay, I've played the game, and I don't have, you know, when you're working like we are, how much time do you have to play?
I've said this to a lot of people that work in the industry. When you work in the industry playing games, that's like the last thing you want to do when you go home sometimes is play games.
For sure.
So you're going to want to go spend it with somebody else or, you know, just get off the grid for a while.
Well, and like I said, you know, it's a game. I like Madden. Madden's a well-put-together game. But, you know, I've played it several times. So it's like, okay, you know, if I was – I'm not into pro football. I love college football.
Right.
I'll check out NCAA football.
I think it's out next week.
Yeah, it's out this next week.
Yeah, real soon.
I was talking to one of my friends who's a community manager at some studio. I don't want to name him and get him in trouble. But he was, like, saving a sick day for the day college football comes out.
Really?
He's a Michigan alum.
Yeah.
Luke Smith, though.
That'll narrow it to not Luke.
Not Luke Smith, though.
Luke's got a lot of stuff to do right now. He's a little busy.
He's a little busy, but their podcast is back, which is cool. Because, I mean, we have our podcast, and he was like, you know, we talked, and he's a friend of mine, and so we were talking about podcasts and stuff like that. And it's really cool that Bungie's got a podcast again.
What do you think about all these podcasts now? Everyone seems like every Tom, Dick, and Harry's doing a podcast.
And
I'm not just talking about developers or even myself. I'm just talking about, like, everybody's doing. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's connecting deeper with your fans, you know? We do a show that we think appeals not only to our fans, but appeals to people interested in game development in general.
Right.
Because we talk to, you know, people. We want to talk to people about getting into the industry, what they do at their job, which we have a segment for that. Talk about, we know we try and interview people outside the industry. You'll be one of our guests.
Yep.
Or outside of our company,
outside
I'm sorry.
Outside
of
company,
not, sure. Yeah. And then we do updates on our games and our community. So
which is important.
Yeah, it's a great way to put everything out there in one format.
Right.
And you still want to put it out there in different ways, too. But for your fans that want to listen to you, it's a huge way to connect with them. So I think you'll see a lot more podcasts as time goes, and I mean, Bungie's back.
I'm waiting
it.
For the Sony podcast.
Not the SOE podcast.
No.
I don't know what the story is with that, but I would imagine that it's not super far off. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. They've got the blog going.
Yeah, the blog's cool, though.
Got the blog going.
I like how they have all the different people.
I don't like multi-voice blogs.
I prefer one person.
I prefer because you know what you're going to get every time you go there. That's just me. You know,
I think it's cool, though, because it's like, you know, you're talking to the creators behind each individual game.
Agreed.
Instead of necessarily. So there's, you know, there's some legitimacy you add there. No, I understand what you're saying, though, because you do get one tone, one voice.
Right.
But it's an interesting, I mean, they're just starting it.
Right,
so
they're just starting.
I think
totally
for
good.
The first month, they've done a phenomenal,
totally agree.
Phenomenal
totally
job.
Agree.
It's been like,
give them an A.
Oh, yeah. And we'll see where it goes. I know they have a lot of plans. I know I'm going to try and help them out as much as possible.
You know, I emailed them when they went online, and I got an email back from them just, you know, congratulating them. And I even linked off to them. I did a post on it because I thought it was great that they were finally blogging.
Yeah, for sure. It's something they've, you know, connecting directly with your fans and your community. With the internet these days, you got to think about how you're going to do that as a publisher or as a developer.
Right.
Because why are you going through a middleman?
So since you're a developer, let's talk about marketplace for a second.
Okay, sure.
What do you think about the marketplace adding new levels? You know, is the game complete? That conversation that riffles across the internet every few days.
It's a huge opportunity.
Okay.
I mean, you have
because you're a fan, but you're also a businessman.
Right. I mean, exactly. It's like, you know, if you have hardcore fans of the game, we've obviously released the map pack for Resistance.
Now, how much would you sell that for?
It was $7.99.
$7.99. You know, and how many maps were in it?
There's two maps. They're both, but our maps are very configurable. They change based on how many players are in them. So they can be 40 player, they can be 32.
So they're dynamic.
Yeah, so they're very dynamic maps, and they adjust quite a bit based on that. And we put, I mean, we've been working on them since Resistance shipped. So we put a ton of testing and time into it.
People think it's easy to put content maps out. It's not. You have to do a lot of testing.
We were the first, you know, expansion contact on the PlayStation Store. So, obviously, you know, it's
you guys are blazing a path.
Right, we're blazing the path, and other people will benefit from that, and that's awesome. Like, we're doing that with the hardware and how we're utilizing the cell, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's definitely, there's a lot of advantages to it. There's a lot of things you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to figure out what works for you and what's, you know, I mean, obviously, we're all businessmen, right?
Right.
So, we're trying to make money, but, you know, it's how you do that to do the best thing for your fans and for the bottom line, too, and make it profitable. You don't want to sell something for a loss.
Yeah, there's no one answer. It all depends on the title, the timing, what the content is. There's so many factors in it.
Yeah, for sure. But, hey, you know, we got that map back out, and it's been well-received, so we're really happy with it, and I think, you know, it's good to have content like that out there, and it's good to be able to extend the games for people.
Yeah.
I mean, people love that game. They paid $60 for that game when it came out.
Yeah.
They love that game so much they want to play more, and giving them more content is a no-brainer, right?
Yeah. Well, what do you say to somebody who says, those should have been on the disc for the $60?
You know, how many maps did they get on the disc? They had like 11 or 12 maps already on the disc.
Right.
You know, how much time do we put into creating those?
And I don't want to take away from that, but that's the conversation we hear all the time.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, I understand that because we obviously have a great community at My Resistance, and they said the same thing. Like, well, you know, why are we paying this? Well, you know, we put a lot of time into it. We're trying to make good maps for people and trying to make sure they're well-tested, well-balanced, and a lot of fun to play on. And so, you know, there's effort that goes into that, and you can't just give effort away for free.
Right.
Or you hope that's the case.
You hope that's the case, right.
Exactly. Give me your effort away for free. It's kind of charity, isn't it?
It's not cool.
No.
I mean, you can.
Going back to Bioshock, that's a very Ayn Rand philosophy right there, isn't it?
Exactly. It's all come full circle.
Exactly.
All right, so you have anything else you want to say? You want to give links off to your podcast or anything?
If you want to check out... Oh, okay, cool.
We're going to get back to the party. I'd love to talk to you
true.
More.
I know, the party's going here. The party. I know, we're sitting here.
He doesn't even drink.
Oh, yeah, unfortunate, isn't it?
You're here with a bunch of guys now.
I know, it's such a... Oh, well, but it's Buddy C. You got to love Buddy C. Anyway, no, if you want to check out the Full Moon Show, it's very much... You want to learn more about development of video games. You want to learn more about how to get into the industry. It's a great podcast for that. You can also find out more about Ratchet & Clank Future. And the Resistance community. It's insomniacgames.com/podcast. You can also just check out insomniacgames.com for all sorts of content.
Look at that.
And we're more than happy. If there's folks you want to hear us interview on the Full Moon Show, please email us podcast@insomniacgames.com. I respond to every email that comes through that email address. So drop me a line. I'm more than happy to hear from folks, especially Xbox fans. We'd love to talk to you guys and see what you think.
Gamers are gamers, man.
Exactly. Gamers are gamers. About. I agree 100%.
We just want to play great games.
Exactly.
Right? That's what you want to do. I love playing great games.
I have all three consoles, and I've got like every console back to the NES in my bedroom all hooked up to
TV. What are you playing on your Wii?
On my Wii right now? Super Paper Mario was the last game I played on my Wii.
Yep.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for something else. Obviously.
I am too.
Yeah.
Where is it? I mean, we saw some cool stuff.
I'm more the hardcore type. I'm not, you know, the party games are cool, but, you know, that's
sometimes
me.
Sometimes you don't want to party.
Right. Sometimes I want to sit on my couch. Actually, no, I'll take that back. I am playing Resident Evil 4 on my Wii, and I put 11 hours into it in like 4 days.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you like Resident Evil 4, this is the best edition of Resident Evil 4.
What do you think of the zapper?
I played with it.
Yeah. Dude. $20 for a piece of plastic, that's a hell of a margin.
You know, I don't know about that. I mean, obviously, you know, they got
it. It costs 89 cents, I bet you, to make.
But then there's the economies of scale and all that, having a factory open to do it. But the whole factor is, if there's cool games for it, great.
Right, agree. Doesn't matter what you do. I played
Resident Evil, and it's like a light gun game where you have to kill everyone with six shots. And it's kind of like, all right, a little slow pace. But, you know, it's early on both. So the Zapper could be a great addition, but people just have to make the games to support it. And if the games are there, then I'll be all about the Zapper.
There you go. All right, dude. We're going to go. We're going to go party.
Major, it was
awesome. Pleasure
having
you, man. Can I come on your show?
Yeah, we'll get you on the show.
All right.
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Dude.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. There you go. That was James Stevenson, the community manager over there at Insomniac Games. So, James, what does it say on your business card? Do I have your business card in front of me? Yeah, I do. You are the master of my domain is what his business card says. So check that out if you're interested in that. And also, they got a great podcast over there. Good stuff there. Moving right along here. Let's see what else we got. Who else I run into next? I ran into Godfrey. Now, Godfrey runs Gamer Tag Radio, and he's a Microsoft MVP, and he's kind of a celebrity in his own right in the community. So I have never been on his show that I can recall live, and then he's never been on my show, so I decided we'd take care of kill two birds with one stone, and here was when I ran into Godfrey. I was literally just walking around and walked around the corner and bumped into him.
Look at this. Major Nelson.
Here we go. No, you're on my show. Look at that.
So you're on my show here.
No, you're on my show. We're getting this taken care of.
Okay, so what's going on, Major?
What's going on? I got too many mics.
Right. We're live at Major Nelson Blogcast, not podcast, right?
You call it whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay, well, Blogcast, just to make you happy. You know?
Right. Gamertag Radio. I love Gamertag Radio.
Thanks a lot, man.
You know that, man.
Cool,
I've
man.
Never been on your show until now, and you've never been on my show until
never,
now.
Never, never.
So we're here tonight at the party, community party for Xbox.
Uh-huh.
You know who I just did an interview with?
Who?
The community manager for Resistance Fall of Man.
Ooh, no, nice.
Why not?
Nice.
You finally got someone from Sony to talk
well,
to.
Well, they don't really, they don't work for Sony, though. So, I mean, they're a developer, yeah, the kinda. I still want somebody from Sony Corporate on.
Major, let me ask you, how was the experience this year at E3 compared to
well,
the, you know, last year?
Well, you were here last year.
Yeah.
You're here every year.
Yeah, every year.
And last year, it basically caved in. It was so big. It was like 80,000 people or something. And this year, there's like 3.
Okay.
I like it because it's smaller. It's a little different. It's just a little pain in the neck to get all over the place.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I hate those shuttles.
Let me try to get
especially.
You on our
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Make sure.
Go.
Oh, no, I'm
boom,
good.
Boom, right here. Wait, there you go.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Perfect.
A big microphone.
Yeah.
We're
streaming live, just in case.
Why wouldn't we be? You stream it live everywhere you go.
Yes.
I tuned in once, and I think you're in the bathroom streaming.
Oh man, I left the camera on during that
it's
time.
It's unbelievable.
All right.
I did that, man.
Yeah.
So what you were saying?
Well, no,
we're talking about E3 and how it's
shuttles.
This year.
Shuttles.
Oh, the shuttle sucks.
I have no idea. This is my first E3, man.
Oh, okay, really?
Well, it's ironic that I get invited to the small one.
Well, Godfrey and I, you know, we go way back. He's been around a long time.
Yep.
You were like one of the first podcasters after I started.
You know what? I started in 2001, though.
Did you?
Yeah,
so
but it was like
so
you
predate me.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but I was like
it was
strictly
they call them podcasts.
It was strictly Fantasy Star Online, like a community,
right.
You know, for that. So.
Right.
It was cool for the Dreamcast.
Right.
So
that's
cool.
I know. Peter Moore's right over there.
Yeah,
father
I know.
The Dreamcast is standing 10 feet behind
him. I know. I interviewed him already a couple times today, man. Really cool person, man.
Yeah. Are you having a good time, though, with all the games you've seen?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Crysis and Rock Band are my favorite so far.
Rock Band. Have you played that? Have you gotten a chance to play Rock Band? You been playing
I
it?
Hope you're better than Drums? Peter Moore, though, because, you know, he's been pausing Drums? The game a couple Ooh. Times.
Drums on Rock Band are... I want to get back in there and play.
Yeah, you do, don't you? I haven't. They haven't let me near that because I suck so bad at Guitar Hero.
Oh, man.
I'm no expert, but hey, those drums, I'll put in the time to get good. I don't care. It's too much fun.
What was the game that got your attention this year? It was like the game of the
well,
show.
Well, you know, I like Bioshock.
Bioshock.
COD4 came out of nowhere for me.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like, okay, COD4's coming along. And then when I saw it on screen, I'm like, holy wow, that looks great.
Mm.
That one that was interesting, I mean, all these great Xbox games. The only one that I saw interesting on the Sony side was that black and white puzzle game.
Okay.
Did you see that one?
No, I got to see that.
I mean, I was at Barker Hangar at one point. I was interviewing some of the guys from Madden.
Right.
And
60 yeah. frames a second on the Xbox 360.
Every game. I know. But so I look over because Sony's little setup is right next to him. There's no one there.
Wow.
And I started laughing. I mean, not that that was a constant thing, but it was just kind of funny because I went through there today. I didn't really see anything I wanted to play.
You know what? I'm waiting for PAX. I know PAX is going
to... Yeah, you're coming to PAX, right?
Of course.
Yeah, we'll be out. I'll be there, too.
As a matter of fact, I'll talk to you behind the scenes about that.
All right. So.
But honestly, I like the community part that, you know, last year, there was a lot more, you know, smaller sites on the C3 realm show last year. So this year, I don't know, man. It feels different. It feels like, you know, it's just like press and that's it. You know, I know there's a couple of upcoming sites, blogs, and podcasts on the show, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like everyone at a meeting is just like eclipsing me in size of what they're doing, and I'm like, oh yeah, here's my card. Just check
That's
it
the
out.
Booth babes too, man. I missed that too.
There was dude, only two.
We're near the.
I only
we're
saw
a
two.
Block away from the beach. You just have to go down to the beach.
Oh, that's true.
Oh no, there were two booth babes giving out shirts.
But here's the deal, Godfrey.
Yep.
Leave the mics behind. They get scared. Just go down there and roll, okay, man?
All right.
Don't bring the mics and your Mac and all that stuff like you usually do.
That was the see. That must have been my problem, at GamerScore blog event when I
yes.
Had to pick up the waitress with a microphone. Did not work.
All right, so I'm gonna walk around and do a little bit more with some other people.
All right, cool,
I wanted to get on your show. We got you. See, we took care of two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go. Perfect.
You guys are the
perfect.
Best. All right, I'm gonna hand your microphones back. We're gonna get all
right. We have a little.
Kind of just ran out of gas there at the end. It was late. There were so many microphones, so I apologize for kind of the soft ending there. Gamertag Radio. Check Godfrey and the crew out. All right, the next two interviews are really focused on games. The first one is Robert Bowling, who's with the COD on Infinity Ward, and he's going to talk about COD4. We tried to do a walkthrough or just to have him kind of chat about when he was playing. We didn't have hands-on at the party. They were doing a guided demo tour type thing.
But Robert, who's on the Xbox forums all the time, you can see him posting over there because that's where they kind of have their thing going. But these guys, COD4, really blew some people away at the show, and I wanted to have him talk about that. So here's Robert Bowling talking about COD4. All right, I'm here at the Xbox community party with Robert Bowling from Infinity Ward. Robert, how are you, man?
I'm good.
So what's your gamer tag?
It's 402.
So people, you know, you're on the Xbox forums all the time.
Yeah, people should know me. I'm on there.
So you're on there. So you're going to show me what some people are calling the hottest game of E3 this year.
Yeah, I'm going to show you a little bit of Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
Right.
Walk you through one of the levels with SAS dropping down on a cargo ship.
Now, wait a minute. So this is on the 360?
Because, you know,
people are thinking this. People are thinking it was exclusive on the PS3, but that's not the case.
No, it's Xbox 360. This is what we're running here tonight.
Oh, look at this. So you're coming out of a helicopter.
Yep. Gonna drop down.
See, now this
attack.
It's tough to do. It's tough to do a walkthrough with audio, but I think people are getting it. Now, where can they go find more information out about this game?
They can get videos of what we're playing right now and perk videos and everything at charlieoscardelta.com.
And sign up for a public beta?
A multiplayer beta. Public beta exclusive to Xbox 360.
So this game really, really looks good. I mean, when you were showing at the briefing and people were walking around, they're just blown away with the fidelity. I mean, there's the water outside there. What? How do you describe this game? Because the COD series has been taking place in like World War II for a long time, and now it's up to date. So tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is bringing it into the Modern Warfare era. It's given us so much more flexibility with what we can do. We got a larger selection of weapons. We have over 30 weapons in this title. Compared to like 15 in multiplayer for COD 2. All kinds of accessories. You have different scopes, different rifles. You have fully automatic rifles and 203 grenade launchers. It allows us to do so much more.
So you're just to tell you people going on, you're actually working your way through the front of a cargo ship here.
Yeah, right now we just flew in on a Black Hawk. We're British SAS.
Now, why are we on the boat? What's the goal? I know the goal is to kill everybody, but tell me a little bit about the story.
I don't want to give too much away, but British SAS got intelligence that one of the head guys, one of the four horsemen that we're looking for, was on this ship transporting intel.
All right.
So we did a covert op. We dropped in, repelled.
Well, it's no covert anymore. You're coming in there with guns a-blazing.
Yeah. Right now we have a helicopter giving us fire support from above. We're about to penetrate the bottom of the ship and try to find the intel that we think's on there.
So people can expect kind of the same quality that they've seen in the past Call of Duty series, like COD 2, and we're going to see that here in COD 4, but brought up to date.
Brought up to date, and not only the same quality, but beyond that quality.
Beyond that quality.
We have a brand new engine, a brand new physics engine, a brand new graphics engine that we brought to the Xbox 360 as allowing us to do so much more on this console.
You having a good time at the party tonight?
I'm having an amazing time. I'm running into guys from the forums, guys I've talked to online for years, and I'm finally getting to meet them face-to-face. This is a beautiful party.
And you get
party.
To show them this great game you're working on.
I get to personally show them Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Before anybody else.
How great is that?
Before anybody else.
We're running through this level. Who's seen this level?
I haven't seen this level. This is all new to me.
Yep.
Oh, look at that. All right, listen, Robert. I'm going to let you go, man, because this is probably
people listening to this going, yeah, we want to play it. So when's it coming out?
It's coming out this fall. We don't have a release date just yet, but it's this fall.
Is there going to be a demo? You know people are going to want a demo on live.
There is going to be a single-player demo. There's also the multiplayer beta in August. So.
And how do they sign up for the multiplayer demo?
CharlieOscarDelta.com right
that'll,
now.
That'll get you into
all
the beta.
Details.
There you go, man. Thanks, dude.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Robert. It was great to chat with you and meet you and see you and have you show me the game. I'm sure that was probably incredibly boring for you to do a audio walkthrough of a game, so I apologize for that, but it really did look phenomenal. Go up to charlieoscardelta.com and you can sign up for the public beta. You heard Robert talk about that. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going on there, so there's wallpapers and all sorts of crazy stuff. So Infinity Ward, it's good to have you working on this title. All right, so the final interview I've got for you today before I get to the regular normal stuff I do each week is with Joel Brenton. Joel Brenton is the intergalactic super producer for Bomberman. Down here in sunny Santa Monica, we're sitting on the beach. I'm here with Joel Brenton. Hey, Joel.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So I'm looking at your business card. It says Joel Maximilian Breton.
That's correct.
Is that really your middle name?
That is.
Rock on. That's, yeah. That's kind of cool. So it says you're the intergalactic super producer, and you are the super producer for Bomberman.
That's correct.
And Bomberman is coming out this week on Xbox Live Arcade.
We're very happy that this thing is coming out. We've been working on it a long time.
Right.
A lot of people have been asking us for it at Hudson. They were like, please, give us Bomberman. We want it on Xbox Live. Give us the classic Bomberman. And so we finally have been putting together the best Bomberman version we could imagine that would fit with the Xbox Live platform.
So I don't know if you know this, but my usual co-host I have on the show, E, his gamer tag is E, he's been asking for Bomberman for 7 years.
Wow.
So you are, you know, I'm
we're delivering.
You're delivering finally. So it's better late than never,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
So for those people who remember the classic Bomberman, or maybe people that aren't, tell us, what describe the game.
Yeah, so it's very simple gameplay, but very addictive as well. And the premise is simple. You lay a bomb, and then you go hide around the corner.
And then you run
and
like
you
hell.
Run. Yeah, lay a bomb and run.
Right.
And then the object, of course, is to power up your bombs. You start with a very simple bomb. It goes only one space over.
Right.
And you got to get this thing to where it can go eight spaces over and start to, you know, really being a threat.
Right, do some damage.
Yeah, and then we have also this new bomb that we've put in, the dangerous bomb, which explodes out in a grid.
Okay.
So you can actually cover a grid square of 8x8 with this bomb. And that
how big is the playing
very
field
tough.
Otherwise?
It's 11x17 is what the grid is. And we tuned that to, you know, be the perfect size for multiplayer Bomberman, which is, of course, the key to this franchise. It's really about bombing your friends and having a blast.
So obviously on Xbox Live, over Xbox Live, tell us what people can expect in the multiplayer version.
Yeah, so on the Xbox Live is really the killer app with Bomberman. I mean, we've been waiting for a system as good as Xbox Live networking to actually take advantage of multiplayer Bomberman. So what you'll be able to do is, for the first time, you'll be able to play 8-player over the network on a console.
Okay.
And that's never been done in Bomberman before. So before, you always had to get 8 to 10 people around your house.
Right.
You had to get a big party, and then you could have a
Bomberman
party.
I don't know if there's
8
or 10 people I'd want in my house.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. Think about it.
So, but now you can do it, and you just have, all you need is your Xbox, and you could go hook up over Live and find all the players that you can play over, you know, the network.
And then it goes turn-based? Is that the way it works?
No, it's all frantic, real-time action.
Okay, so it's real-time action.
So you and I and Phil, we're all just sitting there in our homes.
Right.
And we join in the lobby, quick match, and you're out there playing with up to 8 players over Live.
Now, I ask this of all my guests.
Yeah.
What's your gamer tag?
Cosmodelic.
Cosmodelic.
Yeah.
What's the story behind that?
Well, when I was in Moscow.
I mean,
Moscow,
that you can tell. What were you doing legally when that
happened? Yeah.
Cosmodelic.
I was actually living in Russia making games, and so I took...
Really? You lived in Russia?
Yeah, I lived in Moscow for 3 years making video games.
What was
actually
that like?
Oh, that was fantastic. Got to...
What are some of the games that people would know that you worked on?
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean on the Xbox we made while we were out there. It was the first console game developed in Russia for the U.S. market.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to work there daily with the team and make games.
So here we are. We're sitting, you and I, if we look to our left, we see the beautiful Pacific Ocean. It's 75 and sunny. It's
fantastic out here.
A little different than Moscow, isn't
it? That's true. That's true. But one thing people don't really know about Moscow is that the summer is very hot there. It's like 90 to 95 degrees in the summertime. So
it's humid?
No, not too humid, which is lucky. But, I mean, it's extreme. So it's like minus 40 degrees centigrade in the winter.
Were you actually there when it was?
Yeah.
And what's that like?
That's like your eyes are crying because it's so cold when you step outside.
Right.
And then your tears freeze.
So it's a great environment to create games
to
play games.
That's right, because you know what? All you can do is really get inside.
Not go outside.
Yeah, and your team is very dedicated. They just make games, and they're
can
actually
you hear that
very, very
us?
Good.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
We're sitting in the hotel, the lobby, and they're opening doors. Let's keep going. So you worked on a bunch of games before. Now you've worked on Bomberman.
Right.
You were familiar with the Bomberman series before.
Oh, absolutely.
So what was that like, taking a game that you knew and loved and trying to translate it and put your own fingerprints and version on it?
Oh, that was a dream come true. You know, big Bomberman fan since, you know, the Saturn days. I used to work at Sega as well, and, you know, that was just a cult classic on the Saturn. And so, you know, of course we all love that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I actually got handed the keys to the kingdom of Hudson, which is Bomberman, obviously their best franchise, I was just overjoyed and very stoked to be able to do this. And so we got to work very closely with the Hudson Japan team, which, of course, has made over 50 versions of Bomberman to date and on various platforms over the last 20 years. And so we worked with them to tune it, get the metrics right, the speed of these things, how the bombs are very, very precise.
So there's a lot,
metrics
people
evolved.
Don't think about that stuff, but there's a lot of these elements that you have to worry about, right?
That's right. And so luckily they were very happy to help us out. They didn't really have a lot of experience on the Xbox because, you know, they don't really do a lot of development on there. So they turned over to us as the Xbox experts here in the U.S. to create this version. And by the way, this is the first version of Bomberman that's been created in the U.S.
Really?
And it will also be the first game created by U.S. Hudson to go back to Japan for their
market. So
you're
going to take the work you've done. And right. That's so not only is it the first version of Bomberman done in Japan, but it's also the first imported version of Bomberman back to Japan.
So that's actually big news for Hudson because, like I said, they just haven't developed any games over here, and definitely not one that they were willing to take back over there.
So you said you tweaked it and made the bombs right and so forth. Let's talk about the achievements.
Yeah.
So you got to dig in and do some. Tell me about some of the cool achievements.
Oh, achievements are fun. I mean, achievements are really one of the killer things about Xbox Live, of course. And we've got so much buzz already from some of the little blogs and the little sites that are just really hounding us. What are your achievements?
Right. So give us a little. Can you give us one?
Yeah. I could definitely. One of my favorites is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
And we have 10,000 character combinations that you can upgrade by unlocking parts for your Bomberman.
Right.
So, and this is to basically make sure that you have a unique looking Bomberman when you're out on live. So you know who you are and everybody else is.
Right.
In this one, you have to unlock the cowboy.
Okay.
And there's a cowboy Bomberman with that cowboy hat. He's got a cigar and his chaps.
He's
on.
All cowboyed out.
Yeah. And so you have to unlock him, play as him, and you have to frag another cowboy over Xbox Live.
So you have to find another cowboy.
Yeah. You have to first be
cool.
One yourself, find another one, then you got to kill
what
him.
What are some of the secrets so I can get the cowboy, so I can unlock the cowboy?
Well, so we have this unlockable thing called the costume ball.
Okay.
And you have to go through and play the game, and we added this. It's actually a new element to the game. And the costume ball appears while you're playing, and then it's a mad race for everyone to grab this costume ball. And when you get it, you unlock one of the new pieces. And,
I see.
And there are 60 pieces to unlock in the game.
Wow.
And when you combine it with the head, the face, and the body, like you can create over 10,000 combos, like we were saying.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun for people to really unlock. You know, if people like unlocking stuff,
right?
I do, and I know a lot of gamers do. So we start you out with just four of the characters, and you got to unlock the rest in the gameplay.
What's your strategy, or what are you thinking of when it comes to Marketplace?
Yeah, so Marketplace we're very excited about because that just lets us, you know, we built the thing, so it's a very, very full-fledged version of the game.
Right.
But, of course, what we can do is we continue to add levels. We can continue to add, of course, new characters that'll be unique and interesting. And we can also add new game modes. So we have planned for several PDLC content packs to come out, and the first one will be coming out probably about a month to a month and a half after the first game's launch. Yeah.
So let's continue working on that.
Absolutely. So we still have the team. And by the way, I want to give the team in Backbone Vancouver, which is actually a development team that worked with us. They did a fantastic job. They really had the vision of this game all the way from the start, and the team were huge Bomberman fans as well. So
did you go up there to Vancouver?
Oh, definitely. So it's like back from Japan, we go over, then we go up to Vancouver.
So you were doing this amazing shuttle diplomacy.
Right.
Really getting everybody to play together.
North America to develop it, and then back over to Japan to approve it and make sure it was all tuned up.
Obviously, they gave it the green light from Japan.
Yeah. And they're actually...
That's got to feel good because that's a hard audience.
It is. It is, especially being the ones that created it. And it's, you know, one of the best compliments they paid us at the end is they're like, you know, actually, now that this thing is done, we think that it is going to be the metric by which we will tune all future versions of Bomberman.
So this is,
this is the definitive version.
Is right now going to be the best Bomberman.
Yeah.
So it's coming out this Wednesday on Arcade.
Absolutely.
How much is it? Do we know?
Yes. It's going to be the 800 points.
So it's 800 points.
Yeah.
Because people seem to like that price point.
Yeah, and it does pretty well. You know, I don't think you want to go too much higher. But the thing about this game is it's a full-fledged game that we actually could have put out on a retail disc.
Right.
But you know what? We're going to put it out at the 800 points on Xbox Live. People are going to get an incredible value
with this
game.
It's a great way for you to get the game out there quickly.
Absolutely. And then be able to just continually upgrade it. As long as people want more content, we'll keep feeding it to them.
What are some of the other stuff you're working on? You talked about premium downloadable content. What are some of the other things you're working on?
With this version?
Any other games.
Oh, yeah. So, actually, we're also working on several other Xbox Live Arcade games.
Right.
And we really like the platform.
Right.
Hudson has some fantastic franchises, which we'll be bringing out on it. Mm-hmm. The next game, which is coming out, is Omega 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fantastic shooter.
Okay.
Just beautiful. That we're also, this one's being made in Japan, but we're helping them tune it for the U.S. market. So, they've got fantastic developers over there, but we want to, you know, make sure that, of course, since this is the biggest Xbox Live Arcade market, that it's tuned for this, you know.
So Joel, we're here at E3. It's a little different this year. What have you seen that you like?
Actually, you know, my old boys over there at Bethesda, they had the Fallout 3 game.
Yeah, I haven't
Did you go
seen
see
that,
that?
Yet. I've heard about
Highly
it.
Highly recommend getting over
Todd
there.
Todd hasn't yeah. called me. I had him on the show a couple weeks ago. He hasn't even called me to come over and take a look at it.
What? Oh, that's
come on,
outrageous.
Todd. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Get with the program.
But I hear it's unbelievable.
It is. So that was actually really good. Little Big Planet was one of my
cool?
favorite little. You
Did
know,
you see,
that
the other
might
one
work,
was that
you know?
Black and white one during the Sony conference.
Yeah,
I was like, that looks kind
of
interesting.
Exactly, I forget what the name of it was.
It's like this Escher drawing
right.
thing. It was like
the Escher game. That's what we're calling
it. The Escher game.
Man, that's a revolutionary little game right there.
That's
and,
the
you
noisiest
know?
Door in the entire Santa Monica is like 10 feet behind us. Anyway,
and the wind just keeps blowing it back and forth on us.
But
so.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week, just in terms of some of the games. You know, it's good to see the ones that were. It's kind of good to check in and get an update on some of the stuff. Like Fallout.
Right.
Like Halo.
That you already know about.
Right.
How's
like
it looking? How's it playing?
Right. All that stuff. And just, it's exactly what it is. And then there's a couple of surprises here and there, which have been fun.
Yeah. That's it. But hasn't been any, like, super major mind-blowing stuff. But really more just, like, you know, some smaller games. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
and
like a
see
checkpoint.
What's happening. Right.
Yeah. It's been kind of cool. What are you playing right now? What's in your Xbox?
So, you know, right now in my Xbox, well, I've been testing out my game like crazy.
You've been doing
Bomberman. The final, you know, approval on that,
right.
And so it's coming out very quick.
Right.
And then also a lot of the other games that we're making, like the Omega 5.
Right.
And,
but I mean, the other what like retail games, you know, regular Xbox games.
I still have Oblivion to finish.
So you're still talking about Bethesda, you're right there.
Yeah, I'm still finishing Oblivion. I like Call of Duty.
Yep.
Call
of Duty. COD4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cannot wait for that.
Oh,
Jesus Christ,
it
that's
looks
be
unbelievable.
Beautiful. I know.
I don't know if this is true, but somebody told me the Bungie guys were like nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, after looking at that trailer. Yeah. They might want to make sure their ship is in order.
Yeah, exactly.
That thing is going to rock. But yeah, can't wait for Halo, and that's going to be big when that comes out. But until then, we're going to tide people over with Bomberman Live with fantastic multiplayer
coming
gameplay.
Coming out this Wednesday.
That's right.
Joel, thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you later.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me over.
Thanks, dude.
Okay.
Thank you, Joel. Great meeting you. Good luck on Bomberman Live this week, available on Xbox Live Arcade. Feel free to download that. I'll have E next week on to give me his review since he's such a Bomberman fanatic. He's crazy when it comes to that. Also, I'll put a link off to this on the blog. They had me record something for their BTV series, which is a series of kind of wacky videos that they do over there at Hudson Soft. So I recorded an episode with them, so hopefully they'll have that up soon. I'll put a link off to their BTV section of Hudson Soft. Over there. All right, we're gonna get back into the normalcy of the game. That's kind of the E3 wackiness. I'm sure we're gonna talk about more E3 next week when I have E back on the show, assuming he'll join me. I don't know where he went or if he's coming back. I'm sure I'll have some questions from you guys on about that. The one thing I also want to make sure I address is I had a podcast, a recording, an interview before E3 that I put up with Peter Moore, just regarding the warranty program. Specifically, we had some pretty big announcements regarding the warranty and kind of some of the changes in that. We're kind of it's an enhanced warranty, and I talked to Peter Moore about that. And I want to make sure that everybody knows that we at Xbox want to make sure we do the right thing. And if you have a problem with your Xbox 360 and the dreaded three rings of death or three light red lights of death that some people are having, make sure you get in touch with support. They'll take care of you. And, of course, we've got a 3-year warranty that we're putting our money where our mouth is. So if you have any problems with that, we'll make sure that we take care of you. But please listen to show number 233, which is two shows ago. I had the press briefing, which was the last show, and then the one with Peter Moore right before that. Please listen to that when you get a moment. It has some really good information on that. But I want to make sure that I address that here. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me. But it's really all covered in the show as well as on the FAQ on Xbox.com. It's only about 9 minutes long, so you can go ahead and listen to that. So I want to make sure we get that out of the way. All right, let's go ahead and do a little name the game action. Sorry about that. That was probably a little jolting to you if you had your headphones on there. That was the name of the game from last show, and we had quite a few entries for that one, and the answer was Rayman Raving Rabbids. I mean, that was horribly obvious, wasn't it, with that crazy rabbit? So lots of entries, but only one winner. The winner this week is Aries Dog. His gamer tag is Aries Dog. Congratulations. You grabbed yourself a Turtle Beach Air Force One X1 headset from our good friends at Turtle Beach. And that clears the deck for another Name the Game. So let me go ahead and roll that for you right now.
All right, if you think you know what that is, that's a clip from an Xbox or an Xbox 360 title that has been released. I don't take clips from demos or unreleased games. That is a released game. Send me an email, major@xbox.com, and include in the subject line, name the game, colon, your guess, and in the body, your gamer tag, and optionally, where you're from, so I can map where all my listeners are from. So if you think you know what that is, drop me an email, major@xbox.com. That's also the email that I use to communicate with a lot of people. I can't respond to every single email, but I do read every single one. I mean, I'm getting like 200-400 a day sometimes, so it's a little crazy. So good luck with that. Name the game. You grab yourself some cool prizes. All right, we're pretty much going through here. Xbox 101. This is one that I know that I've mentioned before. And it's really it's about your downloads, and with all the content that went out this past week with the Bring It Home, I thought it would be good to talk about the downloads and how to manage your downloads. So here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to when you're downloading some things, hit the guide button, and you go to Personal Settings, and then you can go to Active Downloads. Now here you can see the downloads you're working on. You can hold up to 6 of them. So I'm actually working on Mercenaries right now, but suppose I want to take one of these other ones and bring it to the top. All you have to do is select it and then choose Download Now. Once you do that, it will move it right to the top. So you can't reorder it per se. In terms of telling what you want, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But what you can do is you can at least kind of say, you know what, I want to get that piece of content right now and instantly go for it. So I'm actually downloading Mercenaries 2, like I talked about earlier in the show. So I'm pretty excited about that. So I'll take care of that. So that's kind of the Xbox 101 tip right now, because a lot of people with all the content going up on Marketplace with the Bring It At Home, you may want to get a piece of content like pretty much immediately and after you queue them all up. Because usually you get the first one, you're like, oh, I really want to get that. And then as you're going around, you're like, oh, I can get that, and that. And the first one's usually what you went in for. So that's the bottom of the list. So you want to take it and put it to the top of the list. So that's the Xbox 101. Again, I know that I've mentioned it before in the past, but it's worth mentioning again. Let me tell you a funny story that happened to me July 4th, which is a holiday here in North America, in the United States. It's Independence Day. And I'm kicking back and I'm playing Overlord. Was I playing Overlord? I think I was. And I'm minding my own business, and I get a message from Hero Protagonist. And for those of you that don't know, Hero Protagonist is Jay Allard's gamer tag. Jay Allard is one of the fathers of Xbox, and now he's working on Zune, but he is one of the fathers of Xbox. So he sends me this message, and now what's funny is I don't even have Jay on my friends list. For some reason, he's never added me. So I'm minding my own business. I'm working through Overlord, and I get this message from Hero Protagonist that pops up like, oh boy, what's this all about? So I hit the button, pulls it out, and this is when I was at, you know, like 9,800 gamer score or something like 9,900, really close. So he says, Major, for God's sakes, will you get 10,000? I'm just paraphrasing here because I don't have it in front of me. He says, will you get 10,000 gamer score? You're embarrassing us. So and he put a little smiley face in there. So I was like, oh God, the big boss says you have to, you know, get 10,000. So how's that for how would you guys like to be working at a place where you had as your list of objectives and goals is you had to increase your gamer score? So I'm like, oh boy, what am I going to do now? So I put a note up on my Twitter that said Jay sent me this note, and I said, I need to get, I think it was 170 points. I need to get 170 points like now. What do I need? You know, what should I be playing, guys? So you guys were just, you totally rose to the challenge and showed me, sent me fantastic suggestions. I mean, really, really good suggestions. The one that really put me over the top was it COD 3? I think it was COD 3. COD 3, there's where you have to go through an entire level and not shoot your gun. So I ended up getting 100 gamer score for that, and in addition to some other things, that put me right up over the top. So I wanna thank everybody that sent me that, and as well all the rest of them. It was really good to kind of be able to turn to the community and say, psst, Jay Allard says I need to get 170 gamer score to get over 10,000. What do I get? What can you guys suggest? So you guys really rose to the challenge on that one. I'm trying to see if I can find where it was. Let's see. I'm just looking up on my Twitter now. Twitter's a fun thing to... all right, let's see what's going on here. Yeah, Jay challenged me. That's where it was. So COD3 was the one that did it. And then I just had to get a 70 more points. And then somebody else pointed out Meet the Robinsons. There's a mini game in there. Where you can get over so many points, and you can get like in one of the mini games, and you can really do well on that. So, all right, I need to wrap it up now. I'm not really going to talk too much about gadgets because I don't have my iPhone yet. I'm kidding. I don't have my iPhone. I don't. What am I going to do? A couple more things I want to talk about before I wrap up are there is a Vampire Rain Play and Win. So if you're into Vampire Rain, you probably should be playing the Play and Win, and I'll put a link up to that. You can win some cool prizes. It ends, I think it ends like today or tomorrow. So go ahead and check that out. You can win cool prizes like an Xbox 360 Elite, the DVD player, racing wheel, all sorts of other crazy stuff like that. So that's also worth pointing out. Let me drop a note and put that in here right now so that it'll open on the browser for you. And let's see, what else do I need to bring up? Oh, you know, I need to talk about the Doritos thing. Some people have emailed me asking me about the Doritos contest. So Doritos is sponsoring a contest where they are going to create an Xbox Live Arcade title where you have to have Doritos in the game. So the key thing to know is you don't need to have programming skills. You only need to have the vision. They're going to pick five finalists, and then they're going to bring an Xbox Live. They're going to give you a development team, and you have to direct them. So you get to make the game. And then you're going to work... let's see what's going on here. I'm looking at my notes here. You can win $1,000, more money, more money, more money. Wow, this is crazy. Does not mean you have to include the Dorito chips or Doritos logo. We're leaving that open to interpretation. This is what some of the folks in marketing sent me because they were reading the notes on the blog. So feel free to be creative. So let's see what the this is what the prize package is for all five finalists. We're gonna, as I said, we're gonna have five finalists compete. They get a 42-inch plasma television. Oh yeah, limited edition Xbox 360's Elite console. I wonder what that's gonna be. Is it gonna be like the black console with orange fingerprints all over it from eating Doritos? I don't know. Copy of every Xbox 360 title published by Microsoft during 2007. They're going to give you 2,000 points, a one-year Xbox Live membership, gold membership, and a home entertainment 5.1 surround system. So it's basically a real pimpin' gaming system. So anyway, go ahead to snackstrongproductions.com if you want to check that out. If you're interested in taking place, I know that it's only for people that are in, I think it's North America only. So unfortunately, doing some of these contests globally is a little bit challenging, but I'm sure you guys understand that. All right, I think I'm going to wrap up now because I'm out of gas. Really, I mean, I'm completely out of gas. This E3 this week just totally zapped me, as I'm sure you probably can understand that. So, all right, so I want to let me just bring up my notes here. I'm just putting some laying down some lines here on my recording in Vegas, and I love Vegas. You know, by the way, I meant to mention I know I talked about this for a while. I think I'm going to be getting a MacBook Pro. Very soon, dual boot Windows and whatnot. So, you guys will have to give me some tips on how to set that thing up. Actually, there's a lot of people inside of Microsoft running MacBooks. All right, I want to thank my friends at Centricom. They provide MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment that is really phenomenal. I also want to thank CacheFly for caching my all the files I put up. That's also important. They put up these shows as well as PDF files. Speaking of PDF files, before I let you go, there is a backcompat update. So drop any original Xbox game into your Xbox 360 and you'll get an automatic backwards compatibility update. All done through software. It's kind of nifty that way, so I think that's worth mentioning. I am sure there are some things that I missed. If there are, I apologize. Again, E3 really kind of roasted my head this week. You guys are great. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I have nothing left inside of me for an after show. I'm just mentally bankrupt right now. Oh, God. Great show this week. It was really fun meeting all you guys and girls down there in Los Angeles and hanging out with everybody. I think E3 is going to go through a little bit more of a change next year. I think it'll be a little different. You know, hopefully it'll be in one place. You heard me talk about that with some of my guests. PAX is coming up, Penny Arcade Expo. I will be there. I'm actually moderating a few things, moderating a few of the panels. I'll be recording them. I'll be hanging out there. I think it's very possible. I know this is crazy, but my mom is actually going to be out visiting me that week, and I may bring her to PAX with me. Should I bring my mother to PAX with me? You've heard me talk. You've heard me interview her. You've heard me talk about her. She's a real geek. She builds her own PCs. In fact, I got to give her a call right now because she's having a problem with something. I got to help her out of a jam. But I think I may invite my mother to PAX to go to PAX with me. What do you think of that? Is that too geeky? I think it is. Anyway. I'll have E back next week. He was doing something more important than the show. What is more important than the show, E? I ask you, E. And then, let's see what else. I'm done. I'll talk to you guys next time.